PRI, Public Radio International.
Love that lasts an eternity. Romantic and tragic love from Pittsburgh. Yuri Valchua conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You'll hear Wagner's Prelude and Liebestod, Dvorak's Cello Concerto with Joshua Roman in his debut, plus Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet and Bizet's Carmen. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation, and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Richard Wagner wrote his opera Tristan after moving to the Zurich estate of his friends Otto and Mathilde Wesendonck. Mathilde had become an ardent Wagner devotee. Otto was a successful German businessman and a partner in a New York silk company. At Mathilde's urging, Wagner and his wife Minna, whom he'd married in 1836, moved in. Wagner and Mathilde Wesendonck were immediately and intimately drawn to one another. Mrs. Wagner, Minna, assumed the worst, especially after she read a letter from Wagner to Mathilde in early April 1858. You can hear Mathilde and Richard's intense feelings for one another. There is no question you can find intensity in the music written during that time. Wagner separated from his wife Minna and left August 17, 1858. He traveled to Venice, living during the winter of 1858 at the Palazzo Giustiniani, where he composed the second act of Tristan. The third act was written at the Hotel Schweizerhof in Lucerne, which still exists today and where members of the Pittsburgh Symphony have stayed when they play at the Lucerne Festival. I told Yuri Valchua, I do not want to wait until death to find true love.
When your access to love is through death, or the opposite, as Isolde, she's happy to die. She's absolutely, it's awesome for her, because through these metaphysical moments, she will join Tristan. So, Liebestod, absolutely beautiful.
Here is Yuri Valchua to conduct the Prelude and Liebestod, the love death from Tristan und Isolde, by Richard Wagner, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The Prelude and Liebestod from Tristan und Isolde. Music by Richard Wagner with Yoray Valchua conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard the music that began and ends Tristan und Isolde, the Prelude and the Liebestod. Wagner's Tristan is among the most powerful love music ever written. Tristan und Isolde is about love repressed and unacknowledged and then helplessly expressed after emotional torment only through death. The prelude is the musical expression of that unacknowledged love, and the opening phrases recur during Wagner's music drama when the love between Tristan and Isolde comes closest to surfacing, and finally you hear it when Tristan dies. The Liebestod is a showstopper for sopranos. You'll find Jesse Norman's version on YouTube. This is a concert about love from Heinz Hall. I'm the love doctor, Cupid himself, Jim Cunningham, hoping you'll come a little closer in the warm light of the radio dial. You'll hear Dvorak's cello concerto next with Joshua Roman making his Heinz Hall debut. Joshua told me the Dvorak cello concerto is the most popular of all for a good reason.
It's the best. The cello, I mean, it's like a symphony, and then there's a cellist also, and the cello part is incredible. So you can't even really say that. And the whole thing just, it works like magic. It's one of the best musical narratives of all time, and then the cello is, I think, the perfect instrument for it.
Antonín Dvořák was living in New York when he decided to write a cello concerto. There weren't many models to look at. He had only Haydn, Schumann, and Saint-Saëns written before him. Dvořák had been invited to teach at the National Conservatory of Music by Jeanette Thurber. She'd offered a $15,000 salary for Dvořák to become the director of her music school. Victor Herbert was the head of the cello department. Only 2 years later, Herbert would be in Pittsburgh as conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Dvořák was in the audience for the premiere of Victor Herbert's second cello concerto in 1894. That's when he thought, I could do this. While writing the second movement of his concerto, he had word from his sister-in-law that Josefina Kalnitsova was seriously ill. Dvořák had been in love with Josefina earlier. As a tribute to her, he quoted one of her favorite melodies, the first of his four songs, Opus 82. Joshua Roman told me the Dvořák Concerto fits our love theme for this concert perfectly.
It's kind of the epic story of cellist and orchestra meeting and, I don't know, falling in love or something. It's amazing. I love this piece.
Here is Joshua Roman to play the Dvořák Cello Concerto in B minor, Opus 104, with the Pittsburgh Symphony conducted by Juraj Valčua.
Thank you.
The Cello Concerto in B Minor, Opus 104 by Antonín Dvořák with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Juraj Valčura. Our soloist was Joshua Roman. Joshua lives in New York City, but he still spends time on the West Coast in Seattle, where he puts together a cutting-edge concert series and where he served as principal cello of the Seattle Symphony.
I run a concert series called Town Music at Town Hall Seattle, which is just down the street from Benaroya Hall, and is a remarkable venue, actually. The room is beautiful, seats about 800, and so we have a concert series that does a lot of new music, but also we always have Bach, and often it's more about how we set different pieces up than the actual content itself. So we'll think very carefully about how to program a season there and always include commissions and old music.
For his first trip to Pittsburgh, Joshua Roman will play an encore. You heard Giulio by Mark Summer, the cellist from the Turtle Island String Quartet. It was played by Joshua Roman, who is also a graduate of the Cleveland Institute of Music. Joshua Roman graduated from Cleveland in 2004. He was born in Oklahoma. We heard him play the Dvorak Cello Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Juraj Valčura. Joshua stopped by the WQED-FM Bayer Broadcast Center for the Arts just a few hours before his first rehearsal in Pittsburgh. You promised to play. You brought the cello out in the cold. You got up early to come in this morning and be with us live. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play for you the prelude from the first suite by Johann Sebastian Bach. For me, it's just absolutely beautiful and a great way to start the morning.
And you've done an amazing series of YouTube videos where you play bits of Bach in interesting places around the world.
That's right. I have this thing called Everyday Bach, and I should be more diligent about recording them. But it's the basic idea is that the setting can really affect how you hear and even how you play music. So, of course, right now, I think I have each of the movements that I have up, I only have one version of it. But eventually, once I've gone through all the suites, or maybe even before, you'll start to get doubles of some of the movements, like two or three, maybe even of this prelude, and get a sense for same performer, same piece of music, same cello, but different location might actually change how, to a certain extent, how the piece feels.
Joshua Roman at WQED-FM. Earlier you heard him play the Dvorak Cello Concerto with Juraj Valčura and the Pittsburgh Symphony. Still more pining and swooning on the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. It's a love-themed concert with Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet and Bizet's Carmen before the end of the next hour. I'm your Romeo, or Quasimodo, as you see the situation. Jim Cunningham here. Don't leave me. Malia Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Assistant conductors are Francesco Lecce-Chong and Andres Franco. Pittsburgh Symphony can always be heard on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel 24 hours a day from the website at WQED.org. There are archived concerts available on demand. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel or look for audio on demand from WQEDFM.org. I hope you'll write. I would like to hear from you, and I'd love to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. Get them free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the soloists this season. There is a Pittsburgh Symphony history and more. It's all free. I promise not to ask you for money. It's just a remembrance of our time together. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite Pittsburgh Symphony Radio in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.